السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey to Karbala started in the esteemed city of Medina, the city of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and then continued on towards the city of Mecca, the holy city of Allah. After leaving the holy city of Mecca in order to prevent the bloodshedding of his blood in this holy sanctuary, Imam Hussein alayhi salam then proceeded towards Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which were sent to him, inviting him to the city of Kufa. But eventually Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of friends and family was forcefully prevented from going to Kufa and was placed under siege in the land of Karbala. While Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the city of Mecca, he recited a beautiful dua, a beautiful supplication on the day of Arafah, in the plains of Arafah, by the name of Dua Arafah. These are some of his excerpts. Allah is the repayer on every deed. He is the enricher of every satisfied one. He is the merciful toward every supplicant. In this beautiful passage, we humbly learn so many things, but let's just focus on a few points. Number one, Allah is the repayer and the rewarder of every good deed. So never ever think that a good deed done with sincerity and for the sake of Allah is too small or too insignificant. Rather, every single deed done for the sake of Allah, no matter how small or insignificant we may think that it is, will surely be rewarded by Allah. But don't let this make you arrogant or proud, for this will destroy even the greatest of your deeds. Number two, Allah is the enricher of every satisfied person. How many times have we simply just looked around and skimmed over the many things that we have at our disposal and all the things that we own, and yet still we aren't satisfied? How unfortunate and how shameful that we take the countless blessings of Allah for granted. Not only do we not appreciate the countless blessings that Allah has provided, but many a times we are simply unaware, ignorant, and careless about the blessings of Allah. Number three, Allah is the merciful towards every supplicant person. In the hustle and bustle of this scientifically advanced world, yet uncivilized, barbaric, cruel, despotic, and immoral world, we tend to forget our Creator. We tend to forget our Sustainer. We tend to forget the one who gave us life, the one who gave us existence. But dear friends, if you are to take yourselves out of this hustle and bustle created by the forces of Shaitan in order to distract you from Allah, the true love of your life, then you are going to have a conversation with Allah. You're going to have a one-on-one with Allah. You are going to have a supplication with Allah. For Allah is the merciful towards every supplicant. This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.